setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solution Studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you and your purpose, specifically what you were born to do in this world through your work. And then we help you figure out how to get there. Some of you, you already know what it is and how to get there, but maybe your finances, your faith, your family, lack of faith, I should say, fear is holding you back. And you just need that nudge. So no matter who you are in that classification distinction there, you are welcome on this program because you were created to fill a unique role in your work. You are needed. You must do it. And so that's why we do this show. You know there's more to life than a J-O-B. 844-747-2577 is the number. For some of you, you just need to get clear, which is stage one of my seven stages, just so that you can have the confidence and the perspective that you need to actually take the step out onto the path. And one of my favorite illustrations on purpose, giving someone perspective, it's an old story. I don't even know how accurate it is. It's certainly a parable, and it may be accurate. There's different versions, but my favorite version is the one that I'll share with you now. Christopher Wren was a famed architect who was commissioned to rebuild St. Paul's Cathedral. This is the late 1600s. So as the story goes, Wren walks upon the rebuild of the cathedral one day and sees three bricklayers, one bent over, one crouched, more kind of a half stance, and the other standing up, all three working pretty diligently. The one who was working a little slower, but still diligently, Wren looks at and says, "What are you doing?" To which the bricklayer responds, "I'm working hard laying bricks to feed my family." The second bricklayer responded, "I'm a builder. I'm building a wall." And the third bricklayer looked at him, wide-eyed, shoulders back, smile on the face. "I'm a cathedral builder. I'm building a great cathedral to the Almighty." Now that is a phenomenal perspective. But that perspective from the third bricklayer, while all three bricklayers told the truth and absolutely were accurate and all doing a good job, but the third bricklayer has got perspective that only comes when you know that there is tremendous purpose in your work. And if you know you're supposed to do it, it doesn't matter whether you're a bricklayer or you are a biology superstar, you know, it's studying diseases or whatever. It doesn't matter how elaborate and how important it seems to everybody. The reality is, are you fulfilling your purpose? Are you doing work that you were created to do because you know you're good at it? You know you love the work, and the work creates a result that matters deeply to you. That's talent, passion, and mission in alignment. And when that happens, perspective changes. You know, I use this example all the time, but it's important. If you are an HVAC technician, you can't look at that as, well, I just fix HVAC systems. No, you don't. You provide peace of mind and comfort. You are a peace of mind and comfort provider. That's big time. So if you go in and you think, well, I'm just going to be bent over all day and in these tight positions, grimy and sweaty and all the things that come with physical labor, and you just go, well, I'm just fixing HVAC machines. No, you're not. You are providing peace of mind for a family. You are providing comfort. So you have to have perspective. That perspective is what allows you to truly blossom, to truly maximize your potential, because you realize it's way bigger than you. That third bricklayer, this wasn't about a building. It wasn't about a paycheck. It was about something way bigger than him. And that's what you got to get. That is the game changer. That's why I'm here. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Josh, who joins us in Dallas, Texas. Josh, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Josh. What's going on with you?
I'm trying to get there. I'm currently working in an industry where it's not bringing out the best of me. I feel like I'm just looking forward to Friday every week. So I know I'm not in the right position. The role I'm in is not right for me, but the corporation is a good corporation. But I just don't feel like it's for me.
Okay. I don't think it is either. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But I get that. You're struggling because you're still in it. But the minute that we can come up with a plan that gets us to the direction that we feel like we're supposed to go, the struggle is going to fade. So what is it that you think you want to do, or do you know what you're supposed to do?
I have an idea. I have like a side hustle that I do. And I also enjoy, I enjoy things that I would like to ultimately get paid to do.
Like what? Give me the idea. Give me some information.
So right now, my side hustle is modeling and acting. So I have an agent here in Dallas that every so now and then, like today, I'm actually on my way to Austin to do a photo shoot for a client.
Great.
And it makes good money when the gig is there, but it's not always there.
No, I get it.
So you
got to develop that. That's a pipeline deal. If you want to be an actor, a model, those type of things, you've got to build up your repertoire, and that is just staying with it, getting gigs, connecting all the time, so that you're getting for every 20 auditions. You know, you're getting consistent work. Or if you got to do 40, that's about staying really, really active. You know, but that's right. Something you can develop. Is that what you want to do as the main thing?
But yeah, another thing is also like strengthening, you know, my body. I like to be like, I like to work out, and I also like to motivate others.
Okay. What if you created a plan, you got qualified, and you became a personal trainer?
I've been down that route before.
Okay. Why couldn't you do that plus pursue the modeling and acting full time?
It just wasn't making the type of money that I wanted to make ultimately.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. That's not true. It wasn't making the money you want to make initially. You didn't stay with it long enough to get to the ultimately.
Yeah.
I'm right.
I gave it like around 3 years.
Yeah,
but how?
Yeah, you did that in training, but I mean, were you also getting after it from a modeling acting side as well? Were you getting after it?
Yes, I was doing both. I mean,
okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. You know what you want to do. So what you got to figure out is a day job that will pay you what you need, but also give you the flexibility to pursue this so you have more time. That's all you need. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited that you've decided to join us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in on the conversation. We are here exclusively for you. You know that there's more to this life than just a J-O-B. And we have the clear path. get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. Those are the seven stages, and they work. It's how I went from business guy with maybe a political plan to broadcasting in 7 years. That's a tough, tough industry to get in. So when I teach these stages, this is not some theory. It works. And those stages help you see the mile markers and help keep you on the journey, because it is a climb. But you can get there. 844-747-2577. One of the ways to get there is maybe that gets started. Maybe you're coming right out of college, or maybe you're moving from one industry to the other, or you're going to stay in the same field, but you got to get out of an unhealthy organization. And so we're starting at a different company. We're getting hired. You're going, oh, the idea of doing this again. You know, my wife and I were joking about this on a recent date night. We've been married 23 years. And so we got these youngsters around Ramsey, you know, that are getting married and all this kind of stuff. And I like, are they dating? And it's like, I hear these dating stories. And I was telling my wife, I was like, please, will you please outlive me? Or at least, you know what I'm saying? Because the idea of even, and I'm being serious, like Amanda, she's giving me the praise hands behind there. The idea of going back into that is just, oh gosh, I've been married longer than I was single. Do you know what I mean? Or a same amount. So I got married at 23. I've been married 23 years. So now I'm, you know, like next year I'll officially be married longer than I was not married. And so the idea of not being married and having to just date and get myself back out there. I mean, honestly, that's how some of you feel about putting yourself out there on the job search. So if I, God forbid, something happened to Stacey and I had to do that, I'd have to have friends and only friends putting me back out in there. I'd have to have somebody like literally walk me up to somebody and go, that's the gal, you got to have dinner with her, talk to her. You know what I mean? I would need a lot of help. That's why ZipRecruiter is amazing for you. It's the best way to get hired. Number one job site in the world, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. You go there, and in a couple minutes, you fill out a profile, and it's free, by the way. I'm not asking you to buy anything. You don't have to. There's no strings attached. Companies are paying ZipRecruiter for you, talent. So if you submit the profile, their technology starts matching you. Company sees you. They want to talk to you and interview you. They contact you directly. So that's why I'm so jazzed about our partnership with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Did I mention it was free? Oh, I did. Okay, great. All right, let's get to the phones. Ocala, Florida. Oh, that's got to be near our favorite place in the world, Disney. Susan joins us on the line. Susan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I really appreciate you taking my call.
You bet.
I'm in a little bit of a unique situation. I take care of my mom who lives down here, and I'm not free to move where I'd like to become a cathedral builder. But I was wondering, could I maybe volunteer for a ministry corporation that is actually hiring for the position that I would love to take someday when I'm no longer needed to take care of my mom?
Okay. So I need a little bit more clarity. The organization that you want to work for someday is not in Ocala, Florida. It's somewhere else.
No, it's in Nashville.
Oh, it's in Nashville. And so you can't leave because you're taking care of mom.
Right.
Yeah. Well, how would you volunteer for a place that you couldn't work for? I mean, you can't work for them because they're in Nashville. Well, how could you volunteer for them?
Well, this particular organization does not hire people to work remotely. But since I'm a writer and I work for a company in Houston, actually, and I write for them all the time. I'm a technical writer. And so I can't work remotely.
Yeah. Well, but it sounds like they don't allow remote workers. So again, the volunteering side of things is going to be extremely limited as well. You know, so you've got yourself a real quandary there. The answer is if you could do it, sure, do it. But again, volunteering your writing services, if I'm understanding what you're saying, volunteering your writing services, they're not going to do that either. If they're not going to hire remotely, then they're not going to take volunteers doing actual work remotely either. There's a reason why the remote, the non-remote thing is there, whatever their policies are. So I appreciate the ingenuity and you're kind of going, okay, how could I start to build a relationship with these folks until I'm no longer, you know, taking care of my mother? It's a tough situation, but it doesn't seem like this is an easy way to do this. So if, you know, if they had an office in the Orlando area, then yeah, you could go volunteer, but this is a company in Tennessee. So I don't have a good answer for you because there isn't one. however, you can stay connected to the organization and try to build relationships with the organization, knowing that there's a window of time. We want your mom to stay healthy for a while. So you've got a real situation there that I don't have a really good answer for you, unfortunately, because you're so limited. But, you know, to the extent that you have a good idea of when the time that you would not be there in Florida taking care of mom, then you begin to really reach out and develop a deeper relationship. But I don't see how in the world you're going to volunteer from there. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Port Orchard, Washington. Samantha joins us there. Samantha, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Oh, my gosh. I'm a little nervous, but I just want to thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, you bet. You don't sound nervous. You sound like you're just a beam of sunlight, of energy, and enthusiasm.
Oh, my goodness.
You sound great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing great. How can I help?
Oh, thank you. I currently work a full-time job. It's work from home, and it's allowed me the flexibility to do the position that I feel like I'm truly called to. I coach high school cheerleading, and it's just incredible. My husband calls it my ministry. I just love it so much. But
that explains, by the way, your enthusiasm. You embody a cheerleader, right? Not just the moves and the cheers. You got the juice, Samantha.
Thank you so much. My question today is, my job started out as just a job, a J-O-B, but yep. As I've progressed through it, it's not so great, and I'm kind of concerned because there's some red flags. I've been here 2 years now,
yep.
And it seems like maybe I am kind of just letting myself work a job that's not so great because it affords me the opportunity to do what I love, but it's yeah. seeping into my home life, and I just don't know if that's something I should settle for.
Well, let me ask you this.
Let me do that.
Do you have to have that? Do you have to have the money that that job is providing, or can you guys live without it?
I kind of do. We're very fortunate. We followed. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. So, because I'm running up against commercial break. So, mm-hmm. the question is, do you the cheerleading job is the side hustle? Is that right?
Yeah,
I definitely don't do it for the money, though. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what we're going to do. So I'm going to hold you over if you don't mind. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to walk through your finances, and then we can kind of look through quickly. All right, how could we potentially replace this day job with a better day job, so it doesn't seep into the home life and the relationships, and give you more time to move into the cheerleading position. I also want to talk through how do we fund this well to where you can jump full time soon. This is going to be fun. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do, and then we help you get there. 844-747-2577. The website is kencoleman.com. Tons of free resources with tools, things like Should I Quit My Job Quiz? It's just such a popular little deal. The resume templates we've got based on our wildly popular resume guide that's free. We now have 6 gorgeous templates that you can customize based on my resume philosophy. And all 6 of those, plus an article on the interview itself and how to use the resume, all $9.99. So it's a lot of stuff that's just not very expensive at all. We want to equip you. So the store at kencoleman.com, a lot of great stuff there. So go check it out. And remember, my kids need shoes. So think about that as you are perusing. A little bit of guilt, Joe, every once in a while. You know what I mean? Drop a little guilt on these folks, you know? Soon we get some. I can't keep my boys in shoes. I got a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I swear my wife's buying them new shoes all the time to the point where I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Yeah, you can't. And boy, groceries. I mean, Joe, you've been around since the kids were babies. I've been talking about this. You knew this today was coming.
Yes.
It's here. I went with my wife to Costco the other day, and the amount of money I spent on meat, the emotional journey I go through in shopping for the groceries, bringing the groceries home, and then watching it disappear almost as quick as I put it in the house.
I feel your pain.
No, you don't. You don't have a 15 and 13-year-old. Don't say you feel my pain.
Well, no.
Amanda feels my pain. She's got kids. What are you talking about? It's you and Debbie.
Well, Debbie, my mom, all of our dogs.
Oh, yeah, okay, the dogs. Yeah, okay, whatever. Your dogs are this big. They're little itty-bitty things. Even my dog is about 5 to 10 times
they're
the size
expensive
of your dog.
Too. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, Joe trying to commiserate. Did you notice I wasn't having any of that, Amanda?
I tried.
Yeah, I feel your pain. Whatever. Yeah. You ought to see the amount of bacon I go through. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
The Coleman family is going to be single-handedly responsible for the shortage of hogs. It's unbelievable. As soon as I cook it, it's gone. Anyway, why am I griping about this? I don't know. I have ADHD, but, you know, I don't even know how I got there, but there's a window into my brain. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Port Orchard, Washington, where some... Oh, that's right. Thank you, Joe. I knew that looked familiar. I got so distracted on my grocery rant, I forgot that I just talked to Samantha. So let me set this up. So we went to commercial break. And Samantha has got a day job where she works from home. She doesn't like it. My guess is she can't stand it because she said that's kind of the lack of juice for that job, which provides money they need. It's kind of just easing into the family there, and it's not so fun. It's stress. It's toxicity. Who knows what's going on? Okay. She loves being a cheerleading coach, but that doesn't pay the bills, hardly pays anything right now. So she's in this kind of, what do I do? We're going to walk through that. We're going to look at the financial situation so we can build a plan. So, all right, here we go. Back to Samantha on the line. Samantha, sorry you had to hear the whole grocery rant. It just came out of me. I couldn't control it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought you might. Okay, so how much money do you make right now with this work-from-home job?
I make about $41,000 a year.
Okay, and you guys are in a current situation where you're paying off debt. Is that why we need that job?
No, actually, we're saving up for a house. We're on baby step 6 right now.
Oh, my goodness. Way to go.
Thank you.
So how much money or how much left do you have, and when do you think you'll get there on the saving for the house?
We've got about $30,000 left to save, and I think that we are probably going to be there in the next year or two.
Okay. Can I assume, and if I'm wrong, tell me, that once we save up the money for the house, you could potentially step into the cheerleading full time and not have to worry about the salary?
I could technically, yes.
Is that something you want to do, or are you saying, no, I got to find a way to make $41,000 cheerleading with cheerleading coaching?
I think I want to do. I just never really thought that that would be an option before. I guess I've never really even considered that.
Well, I think you have to, because that's why you called me.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. I guess that is an option.
Well, I mean, why'd you call? Did you say, hey, I need a different day job? How do I transition to that? Or did you call to say, hey, I really love cheerleading and I want to figure out how to do that? I mean, really, you tell me. What was your question?
I mean, the goal would definitely be cheerleading if that could be my day job. It just has never really felt like something that I could do.
Why?
Where I could leave my job.
Well, I understand the because of the financial goals. So right now, you guys don't need it necessarily. You guys are in great financial shape. Okay. But you want it because it's helping us save up for the house. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we want to bring in some income for a variety of reasons. So, but if you were a full-time teacher and a cheerleading coach, you could probably do the 41. I would think pretty easily.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. But just being a cheerleading coach for a local high school, whether it be public or private, is not going to generate 41.
Right.
But let me just say this. Are you coaching at a public high school or a private school?
I coach at a public high school. I make about $6,000 a year.
Yeah. So what would need to be true for you to make $40,000 doing that? You would have to have either some type of office support staff position plus coaching. Okay. So if we're going to play this out, kind of very specifically, you know, if you had a job at the public school or in the public school system and you made 34 in that job and then the 6 for cheerleading got you to 40, you'd be thrilled, sort of, kind of, even though you might have to hold down a different kind of job during most of the days. It allows you to do the cheerleading. So it's either that kind of a deal there or, you know, at a private school, same deal. Or you're going to have to find a day job that you enjoy a whole lot more and still gives you the flexibility, maybe a flex shift or whatever, to where, again, when cheerleading season is in, you can get to the school and do the coaching. So to me, it's it's two scenarios, and let's not make it too complex. So right now, you told me that this day job it's causing some strife for you.
Yeah.
So we need to replace it. Because you've got at least a year, year and a half, 2 years before you can walk away from that job. So we replace it. Replace the job, keep the income. Feels like that's the option. Okay. Am I right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or
I think I'm just
slow
scared
down.
To leave too.
Well, of course you're scared. But what are you scared of? What are you scared of? If you walk away from this job that you can't stand, that you're working from home and it's affecting your personal life, what are you scared of?
I think I just feel like, I'm also going to school full time to get my degree, and I feel like because I don't have it, I know that this isn't true, but it just feels like I'm not qualified to do anything. This job was a huge blessing when I first got it, and now it's sort of turning into a curse, but I think that my self-esteem is just a little shot that I'm not going to get another job
that's
going
to
pay me anything.
Well, that's totally garbage. What are you getting your degree in?
It's a business administration with a focus in human resources. My goal was to move into a human resources position that might let me stay work from home in the future.
Okay, great. How much longer do you have on that deal?
I've got about a year left.
Okay, so again, you're going to have a really good degree. And if you go into human resources and you coach cheerleading on the side, then we got the win-win, yes or no?
Yeah.
So you have to decide right now, how much longer can you take this job? I can't answer that for you. That's between you and your husband or your kids. I can't answer that. You have to answer that. But you can replace it. And I'm not going to give you any credence because you know it's a lie from the pit of hell. You said it before you even uttered it to me. You're like, well, you know, I know this isn't true, but yeah, you're laughing. It's so ridiculous. But welcome to the party. It's called being a human. I know this isn't true, but I think I'm worthless. Come on. You need to cheer yourself up. You need to do a cheer for yourself in the mirror. 2468, who do we appreciate? Samantha! Samantha! That's all I got. All right, folks, welcome back. It's a talk radio show about purpose, not politics. How about that? Ugh. Don't even get me started. You don't need to be looking to Washington, D.C. or your state capital. For direction, for purpose, you need to be looking inward. We're going to help you do that. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Giovanni, who joins us in the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. Giovanni, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
I'm living the dream, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little nervous. Never been in the radio show before.
Well, I think you're doing fantastic, and I'm going to be here with you the whole way, so don't be nervous. What's going on?
Well, I've been just trying to find my passion and what I really, you know, want to do. I've been between electrician and going back to school for being an electrical engineer, but I don't even know if those are right for me.
Why?
Really, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm good at.
Okay. All right. So let's start then. You got these ideas, but let's just walk through, instead of making it about you for a second, because you're nervous, and I think you're dealing with a bunch of self-doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So let's just answer this objectively, because you're a pretty smart guy. What talents, skills, hard skills, soft skills, would an electrical engineer or an electrician, somebody in that world, what would they need? Give me the top couple of talents. If you and I were just sitting around having a beverage together, and what would we say we would, if we were going to hire somebody like that, what talents would they need to have?
Yeah, I would say a lot of interpersonal skills, teamwork skills, technical, things good with their hands, problem solving.
Yep, I think that's a really good list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good list. Do you have those talents?
I believe so.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Where's this coming from? Is this coming from way back in your life, or is this coming from something recent? Who put the big old giant heavy weighted blanket of doubt on you?
I think myself. I've never really been solid on what I want to do.
No. I get that. No. It's not about what you want to do. It's what you can do.
Yeah.
I think you believe deep down that you have the talents that you just listed out for me, but you just have a hard time owning it.
Yeah, that's probably
why?
True, yeah.
Why? What has been done to you or said to you? I don't believe for a second that it's all you. You're like, well, it's just me. I don't buy that. So I'm going to dig for a moment, and I want you to tell me.
Okay.
Be vulnerable for a second. There's a reason why I'm doing this. Why is it that you have this doubt all over you?
I don't know. I don't know if I can pinpoint it, really. Okay. I guess a lot of people around me, I always thought were kind of had an idea of what they wanted to do, or they just like didn't, I guess, care enough, and they just did whatever, and it was very straightforward for them. They didn't think about it too much, but I've always over thought about it. I don't really know why to be.
Okay. Well, that's honest. No, I'll tell you why. So your brain is wired to analyze.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes you interested in electrical work or electrical engineering. I mean, you can't do that kind of work unless your brain is wired to analyze on a certain level. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. I tend to like deep research basically everything I'm like thinking about.
So maybe I misdiagnosed you. It's happened before. I don't mind being wrong. I'm just trying to get somewhere with you. I'm trying to figure out where your doubt's coming from. And since you're not telling me anything, we'll go with the fact that you overanalyze. You've got this natural talent of analyzing, but you do it too much. And what happens is you never quite get enough of an answer to where you go, okay, I'm supposed to do it. And you keep looking for another reason, another excuse to talk yourself out of it. And what ends up happening is you stay stuck. Does that sound about right?
That sounds exactly right.
Oh, hey. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to ask you one more time, and I want you to stop thinking, and I want you to answer with your heart. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
I do.
Okay, turn your brain off.
Okay.
Giovanni, do you have the talents that you just listed out a moment ago that would make an electrical engineer really good at what they do? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes! Yes!
I think I have all those talents.
You think what?
I think I have all those talents, yeah.
Yeah, I know you do. Stop saying I think. Say I believe. I know.
I believe I have all those
talents. All right, now, why are you intrigued? Don't talk too much. Don't start thinking again. Start feeling. Stay feeling with me. Why are you interested in electrical engineering or something in that field? Why? Tell me. From your heart.
I really like the, I guess, how deep it is, because I don't like to get bored with my work. I know it gets very technical, and there's a lot going on within the field, and I like to have something that kind of perplexes me rather than something that
you
bores me.
You like solving puzzles. Let's keep it simple. True or false?
I do. I actually, I guess what made me think a lot is I play guitar, and I've been playing since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I've always been intrigued with, like, how much there is to learn about it, and I guess how deep it can be, and how much I can, like,
Giovanni, you have a passion for analyzing and researching, problem solving. All of that comes together for you. And that's the passion, the mission, the results that matter most to you are solution. You're all about solution. If your work is delivering, producing solution, meaning you're fixing something or you're creating a system, you're having fun. True or false?
Yeah, that's very true. That sounds exactly like me.
I know, because you gave me enough clues that I understand you now. So here's the deal, bro. You called at the start of this phone call, and you're going, I don't know what I want to do. Yes, you do. You know exactly what you want to do. I think you needed permission.
Yeah, that does sound right. I mean,
so I'm giving you permission. Yeah. It's worthless permission. It's not like I'm holding the keys. You are. But I'm telling you that electrical engineering, that kind of work, that is what you were created to do. We just walked through it. You're a different dude than you were 5-6 minutes ago. The way you sound. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know. So here's the deal. I don't know what's been holding you back, but if you don't pursue the work of engineering, or let's just call it analyzing, researching, problem solving to generate fixes and systems and solutions. If you don't pursue that, you're going to be miserable. But if you do pursue it, you're going to be on purpose, and you're going to be very successful, because you're a guy that needs a new problem to solve, a new thing to fix. That requires a lot of analyzing and researching and problem solving. And if you're doing that every day and you see the results of solution, you're going to drive home at the end of every day and after 30, 40 years and go, I worked like no one else. I did what I was put on this planet to do. Now, how does that feel, Giovanni?
Yeah, that all sounds just right. The other big barrier was going to school.
Let me help you with that. You ready? You define the work, figure out the kind of jobs you want to do now that you know. Let's look and see what's out there. And then ask yourself, what do I need to do to get qualified? And if college education is not the only way to do it or the best way, then you don't have to go to college. You might just be able to go get some online training. You might need a 4-year degree. You might need a grad degree. I don't know yet. But you don't have to overthink that now. You just ask the question, is it the only way to get in or is it the best way? It relates to college education. Outside of that, there's other ways that are cheaper and a whole lot less time. But you figure out what I need to do to get qualified, and now go do it. All right, folks, I got to get out of here. But before I do, you matter, and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruz, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruz Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruz wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruz.com.